866-5258. Call Andy Willoughby's three-step plan at 888-366-5258.
Ingram, Prager, Medved, Hewitt, Savage. News Talk 870, KRLA, where your opinion counts.
This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870, KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Ewing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host, and also Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes, we hope everyone had a very safe New Year's Eve. Last week we had some exciting cases I'd like to review with you before we get to our guest, John. We had Mark with us, who is a 40-year-old Caucasian male who's been struggling with his health for the last 5 or 8 years. He had knee surgery 8 years ago for a torn meniscus, but after the surgery he re-tore the meniscus, which is a disc in his knee, again. He also had a very sensitive digestive system in the last 5 years, and anything he ate would cause severe bloating, pain, fatigue, and he had allergies. After 7 to 8 treatments with Dr. Tong, he has no more knee pain, no more pain after eating, and his energy has also increased greatly. He's able to surf again now without pain, which he has not been able to surf for about the last 5 years. He also has lost weight the right way. He's looking younger. So he's doing much better. He also got better from the flu too. After one treatment with Dr. Tong, he had like a runny nose and aches and sore throat, as well as everyone he was working with, and they would be sick for 2 weeks. But after one treatment with Dr. Tong, all of his flu symptoms went away. We also had Dawn with us, who is a diabetic and has diabetic neuropathy and also ulceration of his legs, to the point where the color, he would get discoloration, ulceration, swelling, and no feeling in his feet. And we've been treating him for the past 6 months, I would say, weekly.
Yes.
And he's also improving very
much.
Yeah,
he's slowly, all the dead tissue are shrinking down, and a lot of normal tissue become more evident. Mm-hmm. We utilize, since the beginning of the year, we only have one guest. And then with the extra time, we should review some of the misconceptions of Western medicine. which I'm trained in. And then my discovery, how combining Eastern and Western medicine can lead to cure of almost anything that you encounter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what diagnostic label a Western doctor labeled the symptoms. Those are all the symptom diagnosis. It's not the cause of the problem. The cause has to do with mind-body blockages. And we review some of the recent medical news, and then I'll make comment on the misconceptions. There's so much misconception from Western medicine. That's why we are getting sicker and sicker. 30 years ago when I was a doctor in training, people hardly heard of lupus, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's,
scleroderma.
But today, cancer, also very rare. All those things are rare, but today everybody knows about it. Mm-hmm. You wait for another 10 years, it's going to get worse for sure.
So if you have any questions, you can call us actually today toll-free at 866-870-5752. Again, the number to call toll-free for any questions is 866-870-5752. If you'd like to make an appointment with us, you can call us at 714-556-8664. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Today, I'll be here till 5 if you want to make an appointment or have any questions after the show. Also, check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com, to listen to all our past shows, which are archived from the website. We have over 180 shows now from the past 4 years, broadcasting live with Freedom from Pain. Okay, let's get to our first guest, John. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi, John. Thank you for calling today, John.
Happy New Year. Yes.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm at the San Diego Zoo right now.
You're with your wife right now, right? Maybe after you make a comment, we can talk to Maria. Yes.
Yeah.
John, are you there? Hello? John? He's probably on his cell phone.
The cell phone is not working too well. Hello, John.
John, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, John. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us how you came to find Dr. Tong?
Okay, I've been a mailman for about 27 years.
Uh-huh.
And the last few years I had pain in my back and my feet, and my feet were really getting bad recently. I was limping around everywhere. I was getting kind of worried, you know, because I need to have, be able to walk good for my job.
Uh-huh.
And I was feeling, stressed too. And my wife had been going to Dr. Tong. And,
Maria, right.
She suggested that I go. She finally talked me into it. So, the treatment worked very well. I don't have any pain in my feet or my back anymore.
No pain whatsoever. Now, did you try any medication for that before you came to see Dr. Tong? John?
I don't like doctors too much.
Can you hear us, John?
Huh?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you very good at first. I can hear you pretty good right now.
Okay, so did you take any medication for your pain before?
Only like I might take ibuprofen or something like that.
And did that help you or?
Not too much, no.
Okay.
How about other methods? Any other alternative methods? Do you try other treatments?
No. I a long time ago, I had pain in my feet, and I went to a medical doctor, and he just put my feet in a whirlpool.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to keep coming back, and it didn't seem to be doing any good.
Mm.
For how long did you try the whirlpool?
Just a couple times, but I didn't like it that much. The doctor told me the bones in my feet were breaking down.
Mm. How long ago was that?
Oh, that was a long time. That was back in sometime in the mid 80s.
Okay, so you were breaking down. By now, you might not have any feet.
Yeah, that's true. 20 years ago.
So you cannot listen to these people. They really don't know. Sometimes they don't know what they're talking about.
John.
No, and I went in for my back before.
Yeah.
And the doctor gave me about 7 prescription drugs.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't take most of them. I tried one and it made me feel like dizzy and stuff. And I said, I was supposed to be working and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just threw them away.
Mm-hmm. So how fast did you respond to my treatment? What happened to the first treatment? Do you notice anything?
Oh, pretty fast. It went away. When I had the treatment, I didn't have any pain at all.
How, you notice any improvement on the first treatment?
Yes. My feet was the worst part. And the first treatment, they felt a lot better. And every once in a while I have a little teeny bit of pain, but I can walk real good now.
How many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
I think three.
Three treatments. Yes.
And you've had this pain, well, the feet pain for about 20 years now then, right?
No. I had it, but it's been getting worse recently.
Oh, recently. Okay.
Yeah.
You're breaking up again, John. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we
talk to Maria? Or
let's talk to Maria. Is Maria
there? Maria there?
Okay, just one second.
Okay, great. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is John with us. He's suffered from feet and back pain for about 20 years. And after three treatments with Dr. Tong, he is feeling much better. Is Maria there?
Yeah, that's me. I'm here.
Hi, Maria.
Welcome
Happy
to our
new
show
year.
Again. Happy New Year.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you so much for calling us today, for just taking the time. I know you guys are at the zoo right now. You took your son to the zoo?
I know, it's over here.
I love the San Diego Zoo. We were there not too long ago.
So, Maria.
That's good. That's a nice place to come on and visit, you know?
Maria, can you give us just if you have like a couple minutes just to tell us how Dr. Tong helped you with your problems?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, the last treatment I've been having, because I've been having problems with my, the chemicals I'm breathing.
Right, from where you work,
more,
right?
I feel better. Mm-hmm. I feel more energy. And also, I can see better. You mm-hmm. know, I'm breathing better. And I'm feeling so better right now. No tired no more, because I don't know, the fumes probably give me something sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And I'm feeling very, very well now. This time I'm feeling so happy because I'm feeling much, much better.
Mm-hmm. You had itchy eyes, right? Itchy eyes and
my eyes was itching mm-hmm. and my throat was irritated.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm feeling much, much better. The last time they gave me the treatment for my lungs,
mm-hmm.
I've been breathing better.
Yes.
I'm feeling much, much better.
Wonderful.
For the benefit of the audience who did not know Maria's problem. She came to me for some chronic pain, all kinds of pain, back pain, headache, neck pain, and so forth. But recently, she was in the lab. She worked in a laboratory, and some chemical mixing caused an explosion and fume.
True.
She breathed that, and then she will have severe
headache
symptoms, breathing problem,
itching,
lung problem,
uh-huh.
and so forth.
Eyes.
Can you summarize a little bit? So what happened right after that explosion? What were your symptoms?
Oh, my symptoms was I can breathe well.
Uh-huh.
I feel it almost burning my whole throat and my throat, you know, inside my neck.
Yes.
I feel it burning.
Yes.
And in the night when I'm sleeping, I can breathe and I feel it funny.
Yes.
What was wrong with me? That
right.
the fume explosion, it was very strong. I never realized how bad it is. And it's not. It was not too much. It was a little tiny.
Only a little bit.
1 milliliter I wasted mm-hmm. in the azotus container. But I never realized how bad it is, this kind of chemical, you know.
Now, how many?
My symptoms, it was very bad. My stomach, it was burning. Almost, I feel in an acid, and I feel so bad.
Yeah. Now, how many?
And also very, very tired.
Uh-huh. How many treatments?
Sleeping.
Maria, how many treatments then did you have after this chemical explosion that you experienced?
I believe it was two treatments.
One or two treatments.
Two treatments. The first treatment, I feel so good.
Uh-huh.
My headache, let's go. Also, I have been developing a lot of headache.
Mm-hmm.
My pain, let's go right away in the first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But in the second treatment, I feel much, much better. Not the same tired. But I think it's only in two treatments, my symptoms go away.
Completely gone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful.
The second treatment,
okay.
Yeah. My treatment's already feeling very well.
Yeah, later
now
on.
I'm feeling so good.
Yeah, later on I will make a comment on the method we use versus drug treatment.
Uh-huh.
Drug treatment, you cover up the real problem and you just mask the symptoms, and your damage to the lung, to the liver, and the kidney continues. And that's how you get a chronic chemical sensitivity, how people develop in the this.
Mm-hmm.
But in an acute situation, you come right away, we clear the circulation problem, and you get cure.
Right.
And after two treatments.
That's true.
Maria was very, very sick, nauseated, rash, and eyes itchy. You can see tearing, swollen eyelid, and she was real sick, okay? But right after the first treatment, she feel much, you can see a big difference right away.
Well, she sounds very good now.
Yes.
Maria,
and especially because I want to say something about some of those, most of the chemicals cause reaction with the liver.
Uh-huh,
not
right.
The chemicals I've been taking. I read about the MSD.
Right.
Most these kind of chemicals, they affect in your liver,
yes,
and your lungs.
Yes, it affects the liver and lungs, yes.
Yeah,
well,
liver and lungs.
Maria, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you, John, too, for taking the time. I know you guys are at San Diego Zoo enjoying the new year.
Yes.
thank you so much.
But thank you for calling us. We really appreciate it.
I thank you.
For sharing your story.
I'd be happy to, to let us know, everybody, how Dr. Tong helped you,
yes,
me and my husband, really.
Wonderful.
I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Really, very, very happy.
Have a happy new year, Maria.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dr. Tong.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
See you guys again.
Okay.
Yes.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. We just talked with John and Maria. John is a mailman who has been a mailman for 27 years, who's had increasing feet pain and back pain. He was limping and also increased stress. He took some ibuprofen, which only gave him temporary relief. After about three treatments with Dr. Tong, the symptoms of the feet pain in the back are greatly improved. And Dr. Tong, as you say, usually back pain is usually not very difficult to treat. Is that correct?
Yeah, most pain are not difficult
most
to treat.
Most pain is not difficult to treat. We also spoke with Maria, who works in a chemical lab. She experienced a chemical explosion a few weeks ago, and after she had headache, she was fatigued, she couldn't breathe, she had itchy eyes, itchy throat, her lungs were irritated. After two treatments with Dr. Tong, she is completely better. She doesn't have any more of the symptoms. It was an acute chemical insensitivity. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. If these stories seem too incredible to believe, check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have 180 shows archived from the past 4.5 years of cases.
Probably 500 patients, different patients with all the different cases that are similar to John and Maria.
We have pain disorder, any kind of pain you can think of, back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, but also hypertension, diabetes, chemical insensitivity like Maria, indigestion, GI problems, depression.
Systemic problem, mental problem,
mental
depression.
Problems.
I treated a few people recently for depression, and depression really can kill. People commit suicide because of depression, not because of chronic pain. I had depression before. I first suffered from pain for about 8 to 12 years, but that never got me down because I knew one day I will overcome it. But after I slowly get the pain better, I was so tired and get to the point that I was depressed. And I get really scared and I kind of gave up. When you're depressed, you really don't know what to do. And recently there's a famous person from Crystal Cathedral, Johnny Carl, and he
committed
suicide.
Well, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and he was on lithium.
I wish he had come to see me one treatment. I would have got him better. Depression is very, some of you might think that I'm trying to be arrogant or boastful or something like that. Not true, okay? No, you do not need to take your life away. It's so easy to turn people around. If it's not you are not sick from anything else, if you're very weak, have no energy, and have a lot of stress, that might be difficult. But 90%, 95% of the people I treat, very first treatment, they turn around. I have recently treated a person who come in sobbing all the way through the interview the history. And she was sobbing all the time. And right after treatment, she started giggling. And I look at her and ask her, well, what happened? She just didn't know. But I opened her heart. Bring the love and joy energy back to the person.
Well, let's explain a little bit what your treatment is for people who are listening to us for the first time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I was trained in Western medicine, graduated from USC School of Medicine, and then specialized in anesthesia. And during my fourth year, I was exposed to acupuncture. 2 years prior to that, I tried many drugs for insomnia. Never worked. A lot of side effects. If it works, I became not myself. So I didn't like the drugs. And then, so subsequently, when I was exposed to acupuncture, I was skeptical, but I put myself to try it and found that it worked. Nothing like the treatment that I use, combining injections, injecting acupuncture points.
Mm-hmm.
Then after combining Eastern and Western medicine to treat pain, I discovered that it treats everything else, including mental problems.
Because you're treating the whole person while you're treating.
Whole person, mm-hmm. mind, and body.
Not just the symptoms.
That
and the pain.
Is how I discover what I call the biggest discovery of the century. You guys listen to this, okay? All the Nobel Prizes on peace, on health, on medicine, on physics, and all the other physical science, only can tell more about the physical world,
mm-hmm.
which is 0.00001% of our existence. Everything else are energies.
Mm-hmm.
Energy created this world, controlled this world, and some of these days, through my writing and through this program, I'll share that with you, how this energy affect your health, how the energy affect your life, like how come so many people have so much accidents and some people have no accident? Well, how can God be so unfair to some of the people that have 3 or 4 accidents in 1 year and some people live to be 90 and they are not so good people, okay? But they don't have an accident, okay? That had to do with the knowing nature's energy, the energy of the star and so forth, okay? So that's a big part of it. But the what I discovered is not only the mind and the body, is what's wrong with Western medicine is that it suppress symptom,
mm-hmm.
not treat the cause. The cause had to do with the human being a spirit which enter the body through a set of antennas. Okay, whenever you have emotional stress, different emotion like anger will affect your liver. Okay, fear mm-hmm. affect your kidney. Heartbreaking event affect your heart, means the energy of the heart that does not get into the body. The blocking of this meridian, the antenna, prevent this energy from going in the body. This energy open up circulation, and that's how the mind control the body through the vascular, endocrine, and neural system. Okay, neural and vascular system provide the message on what kind of hormone and transmitter to secrete, and then through the bloodstream, bring it to the different part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever the chi, the meridian are blocked, okay, then you don't have circulation, and that area become degenerative, you know, rotting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like the doctor may be telling John that his feet was rotting. It's right, okay? But restoring circulation will restore the health and get rid of the pain, and that's the cause of the problem. And drug never do that, and never have time to talk about.
But just to review a few drugs that have been kind of pulled off the market last year, Vioxx was a big one, a COX-2 inhibitor, as well as now Celebrex and Bextra. These are all pain over-the-counter pain drugs or that are prescribed by doctors. So, but pain can be very easily treated with Dr. Tong's treatment. So give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. I'll be here till 5 today and answer your calls if you need. Again, 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend. Happy New Year.
Brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
It's time now to check in with Bruce Barker. He's